Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
One of the big things we heard over this weekend was the report about Shedeur Sanders, where it started with Ian Rappaport, a kind of exclusive saying that the Browns are preparing for Shedeur to play at some point this year. I just quickly want to touch on the Mimegate thing, where I still think it's the most overplayed, ridiculous story, and the reaction to it on both sides were crazy to me. Like, there was just nothing measured about that conversation. It was just a lot of people yelling at each other online. The funniest conspiracy theory I had about it, though, was that Shedeur was taking the Browns literally. That the Browns told Shedeur, we don't want you talking about this. Just say no comment or just say I'm happy for Dylan. And then that maybe he took them literally.
Okay.
So here's the verbiage. In the Ian Rappaport piece, sources say Sanders had a discussion with team officials that his approach to the media session was a message that got lost in translation. So basically, they said, don't say a word about it. And he's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm going to pantomime talking. That, how can we not? That's funny. That is very, very funny.
It's funny. It's also funny that they got Rappaport to even report on that.
Yes.
That's the funnier side of things.
Well, and that's, so every part about this was very much a, there was no way this wasn't leaked from the Browns.
Yeah.
Like every part that you read about this screamed, it wasn't an agent. It wasn't, you know, Shedeur himself. It wasn't Dion. It was clear that this was made from the Browns. And I do think that's what's interesting about this is because I think any time the Browns leak any report about Shedeur, it ends up backfiring, even if it's a well-intentioned one like this, which is to tell Shedeur fans, hey, we're going to play your guy at some point this year. Just be patient.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of people think like myself. It's like, yeah, Jimmy Haslam already told us he was going to play this year. You know, like if you just listen to Jimmy Haslam, we'd have both quarterbacks be playing. I know in the past couple weeks, though, I became a little bit more hesitant to the idea that he actually would see the field because there just became a part of me that wondered if they were just going to. I honestly didn't know that they'd move away from Flacco as early as they did, even though I kept telling everyone after 4 weeks is when they had to like actually figure that out. I just didn't know that they'd actually do it. It's what I would do. I was surprised they actually did it. But with this, the part that got me was in this report. Rap Sheet talks about how his development is happening every day. And while we had a long way to go upon arriving as a fifth round draft pick from Colorado, Sanders has worked and he's learned. They're trying to rewrite that initial narrative that was out there that basically Shedeur is wasting everyone's time. Mm-hmm. And the only part that gets me a little angry is that you took a quarterback in the fifth round. You're going to tell everyone that he's just a fifth round quarterback and you're going to then try to get all the credit for how he looks once he plays. That's the part that bothers me the most. It's a sleight of hand that I knew was coming from a million miles away and it's going to paint them to be the savior of this quarterback that didn't actually need saving.
It's also the Eric Andre shooting the guest and being like, who could do this? Like, oh, hey, we're going to try and rewrite that narrative that we ourselves
created.
Propagated.
The calls coming from inside the house, guys.
And like, here's the thing. They didn't create the pre-draft narrative. They created the post-draft narrative on Shedeur, which was insulting, trying to act like there was a massive difference between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders when both guys were incredibly experienced college quarterbacks. And Shedeur actually fits Kevin Stefanski better than even Dylan does.
One of the reasons why I first started championing for Shedeur Sanders is because he fits Stefanski and the connections that are there, even between his OC and everything else that was there at Colorado. But it is wild to me how they're going to try to spin this in such a way to make it seem like they fixed Shedeur Sanders when I'm never going to look at it that way.
So I think you're right that if everyone survives to the end of the season and Shedeur plays well at the end of the season, and that gives them hope to maybe, not draft a quarterback next year, and Shador maybe and Dylan, they compete for the job, however they kind of play out. I think your instincts are correct if they get there. I don't know after yesterday. I don't know Kevin's definitely going to make it to the end of the season. And I think that's going to be a really interesting development to see if Kevin loses the locker room. Do you give him the rest of the season? Or at some point when you go to Shador, then maybe you give him Tommy Rees, which also allows Tommy Rees to audition for other jobs as well.
I'm okay with that if that happens.
If you're like a Shador fan, I don't know how you can trust Kevin Stefanski play calling for Shador when I think Kevin did any favors for Dylan Gabriel yesterday.
So maybe I looked at it too much from Stefanski's lens. I look at it from Stefanski's lens of that's my ace up my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
That's my when I feel like I'm about to get fired. Sorry, Dylan Gabriel, you lost your job. Now here Shador comes in, and Shador being, because he's not a fifth round quarterback, guys. Let's get real. Shador's going to step in and he'll look much better. Plus you have that easy stretch up until that Buffalo game late in the season. You have a pretty easy stretch. The Browns could really have a quarterback go in there and look pretty decent. And I think he's going to look at that as like, that's how I save my job.
Do you think that yesterday, because one of the big the next big push and pull is if Dylan is adequate, how long does that buy patience from fans if adequate isn't getting wins?
Oh, we had a caller last hour say they should have drafted Will Howard.
Yeah. We had another caller we didn't end up getting to because we had so many calls in the early part of the show. Humble brag, what up? but that wanted to say, like, when are we going to put Shador in?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, most of the time when it comes to quarterbacks, if it's an incumbent quarterback, in this case it's a very short-term incumbent quarterback, most of the time you're really only calling for, if a guy's playing well but losing,
yeah,
you're really not calling for him if you're looking and being like, well, no one catches the passes, the offensive line's terrible, the play calling and the coaching decisions, game management isn't helping him, the defense has a great defensive line, but it's not a great defense from the back seven. Like, those are all things that incumbent quarterbacks get the benefit of the doubt of. I don't know how long fine while losing buys Dylan Gabriel. And that's, I think that's why this felt a little premature. It's like, I don't know why you're trying to appeal to Shador fans who are pissed at you right now because they don't think you're treating that quarterback right. I don't know why you're trying to do that when I don't think you're going to see Shador for at least another 5 weeks, even if Dylan is worse than fine and you're losing.
And here's the part that they're not accounting for, though, because if Dylan does, in fact, play out the way that he did the first game, where you lose a lot and he's not really even threatening to go deep, he looks, I called it acceptable. If he looks like somewhere in that range, you then have to justify why you thought Dylan Gabriel was better than Shador.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is where the Kevin Stefanski rubber meets the road. I do wonder, one of the things we've said about Kevin consistently is he's just so stubborn. And there is a cockiness, nay, arrogance to him at points.
Could Haslam just say your decision-making was so awful and thinking Dylan was better than Shador, I have to fire you based off of not only all the losing and everything associated with it, but that's also just a little notch on the belt there?
I mean, I think it might. So yes, to answer your question, because that's a straight-ahead question and fair to ask for a response, I also think it might be if you get 7 weeks in and Dylan never looks better than adequate and you're 0-7, and Kevin's still saying, we got to keep playing Dylan Gabriel because Shador's not ready. I don't know how I can trust. I don't trust Kevin Stefanski now to make that decision. I thought the entire handling of this process has been semi-insulting to Shador.
Mm-hmm.
And Semi is definitely couching it. It's been insulting to Shador. Just distinguishing between these two guys as if there's some wide gap between either guy is, if there is, physically, Shador is the far superior talented quarterback than Timu Tua. But like, you lose a lot of games with Kevin's handpicked quarterback. Again, it doesn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Matter if he's because if you're losing and you're playing fine, we're just going to think you're a backup. We're going to think you're Gardner Minshew in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
If Kevin continues to go, nah, we got to give Dylan a chance. Or Shador's not ready. That in and of itself becomes a landmine for him.
Yeah, no, I just thought this was the first like olive branch to the idea that they feel like they're coaching Shador up and the light bulb is going on for Shador and all the rhetoric that I just never really bought into that Shador's light bulb needs to go off to begin with anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like you have to start it from somewhere, right? You can't tell everybody. And they told everybody, because you got text, I got text, we got text all through training camp and all this other stuff that Shador didn't know what the hell he was doing, etc. You can't tell everybody those type of messages and then continue to keep going down that road and then say, now he's our starting quarterback. You have to slowly but surely say, oh no, things are starting to happen. Shador looks really good. Hey, how about those extra periods that is going on after practice that Ross Tucker told us about? You think that was an accident a week ago? Or I'm sorry, 3 weeks ago, because I was off for 2 weeks. You think that was an accident? That wasn't an accident. Like they're starting to build up the narratives that it's starting to click for Shador. And I don't think, I think it's very intentional, because ultimately they're going to want to take credit for it if Shador looks good.
Well, and here's the other thing. They got bailed out by the last preseason game. Because one of the things that was so infuriating was them saying, Shador is just so behind, he doesn't really... And then he was acing every opportunity mm-hmm. in practice and in preseason until that last preseason game. And they were talking about how far ahead Dylan Gabriel was. He looked awful in practice, and he looked awful in the one preseason game he did play until that last game. Well, now you can't hide. Now you can't hide behind... No, when guys play... It like you can hide behind, well, we're coaching up. You can hide behind, well, it's because of this, that, and the other. No. It's just, how did Dylan play? And eventually, it's just, how did Shador play? And so, God help you if Dylan looks adequate, fine, and they lose a bunch of games, and then you turn to Shador, and he comes alive in December and looks like the far better player. I don't think there's going to be a Browns fan that's going to buy this slow turn. They might buy it today. They certainly have bought it the last couple of weeks because of some of the messaging we've got from fans on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to buy it in December when you can actually see it in real time.
And they shouldn't. Again, maybe I'm just off base. Maybe I'll end up being the wrong one out of all this, and Shador was just so far behind, and they've been 100% honest to us the entire stretch of the way with Shador. Just don't believe it, guys. But we'll find out. Okay, because Dylan's playing early enough that we're going to be able to find out.
216-474-0092. So when is the earliest we could see Shador Sanders? It was apparent that report yesterday was to try and calm people down who are mad at the way the Browns are treating Shador Sanders. Could have maybe just not done all the other theatrics earlier this year to try and pull the sleight of hand. Maybe could have just not done that. Could have been very up and up. But listen, who am I? Right? Who am I? Just using logic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.